Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Donna Finn is here. Donna's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. She is the author of Alpha Dogs. She's a contributing editor to Inc. magazine, has been now for a long time. Her new book is called Upstarts. It's all about Generation Y and their entrepreneurial possibilities, and she's our good friend, Donna Finn. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yep. Great to be here. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. Donna, I was telling the audience before you got here that we were going to be talking about Generation Y, and I was reminding them that in the last segment, previous hour, I was talking to Sam Norwood. We were talking about unemployment. Sam and I were talking about this structural unemployment that we have, this condition that we have in the United States right now, that hasn't been seen since the Great Depression, and that is long-term, chronic, almost hopeless unemployment by some people, after some of them, you know, more than a year or two sometimes. And so what we have here is we've got these tectonic plates kind of colliding in the marketplace right now, into a range of slow job growth, and yet the older generations are not retiring if they don't have to because they need to work, and that's a decision that they're making. But then we got these young kids, this Gen Y generation, which some of my demographers say could be as much as 100 million people. They're coming online at hundreds of thousands, you know, or however many a year. And there's no place to put these people. And we got some serious issues here, don't we?
Yeah, I think that's true. On the other hand, I mean, to say it's chronic and hopeless, I think, is a little, you know, maybe it's, I don't think it's quite that bad.
Well, chronic just means that they're you know, that they've almost given up. And I mean, that's an economist term that I didn't pull that out. You know, say.
I think things are improving a little bit. I really do. I mean, in fact, I've seen a lot of stories about, because I, as you know, I have a daughter graduating from college in a couple of days, from Tulane. So I'm watching the stats on new grads and the job market very carefully. And we have begun to see, some pickup in the job market for new grads, which makes me very happy. And in general, I think we are seeing a little bit of economic improvement. I hear this from business owners a lot. But what you say is basically true. I don't think the generation is quite as big as you say it is. It's probably closer to about 80 million. They're coming into the job market at a time when baby boomers don't want to retire. There's a lot of people and not enough jobs for them. And so I think what's going to happen is, this is very good for the entrepreneurial community because I think those ranks will increase. People will sort of embrace the, in order to keep a job, I have to create my own job, mentality.
Well, if you remember, Donna, back in the mid, last decade, you and I were talking about kids graduating from college and getting $60,000 and $70,000 and $80,000 and $90,000 offers, and we were saying, you know, wow, where'd that come from? And now we know that, you know, when you graduate from college, you're not worth that kind of money. And so isn't what's happening now, you know, even if they are able to get a job, I think the salary issue is a lot more probably aligned with their ability. Their values are not inflated. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think their expectations are not as high as they used to be. But believe me, there are still kids coming out of college and getting Wall Street jobs for the kind of money and much more than that you're talking about.
Well, that's Wall Street, though. Wall Street can't hire all these people. We've got to have some Main Street jobs.
Right. That absolutely, we have to have Main Street jobs. But what I'm saying is those jobs are still around, and a lot of those, and some of those kids really will still be getting those jobs. And they'll be working 80-hour weeks for those salaries.
Well, I will tell you, I do have to admit, though, and I've said this before, Donna, these kids coming out of college today, maybe even some of them who don't have college degrees, they've got more to contribute to a company day one because of their digital native status. They've got more to contribute to a company day one from a technical standpoint than you or I did when we graduated from college.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and I think aside from technology, I think they've got a lot to offer in terms of their ability to work in teams. Because this is a huge characteristic of this generation. They are a very social generation. They are very focused on teamwork. They really, really know how to work with a group of people and how to contribute and to not just sort of think, well, this is my project, this is my credit, this is mine.
But is that...
They want to work in teams, and it makes them feel good when they achieve something spectacular in a team environment. And so I think that's a great thing for companies.
That's an excellent point. But does that also create a little bit of a problem if for those who want to become entrepreneurs? I mean, typically you think of an entrepreneur as someone who's pretty much got faith in themselves. They may learn to manage people as teams, but basically they believe in themselves.
Yeah, but nobody can start a business. This is not a lone wolf environment that mm-hmm. we're living in right now. This is an environment where even if you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a company, you need a team.
Yeah.
There's no way that you can start a substantial, scalable business with just the information and the skill
and the capital
that's lodged in your own butt. Pardon?
Yeah. And the capital. That's another reason why
you got to have a team.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. So, I mean, most of these kids who I talk to who are starting business these days, it's all about the team. It's not just I'm developing this in my garage or, I'm a solopreneur. It's, I've got a great team around me. So, and that might be because they might have a great idea that involves technology, but very often they don't know how to build it.
Right.
So, they've teamed up with somebody who has the technical, who knows how to code, or teamed up with somebody who knows how to market.
One of the things they're going to learn a lot about then is they're going to learn a lot about the issues of partnering, aren't they?
If
we could buy them one book besides yours, of course, Donna, would be to buy them a book on partnerships, because I'll tell you, that's fraught with
how to talk to them and how to manage them.
Yeah, and how to get out of them too. Stand by, Donna. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Donna about these young entrepreneurs. Do they, they have what it takes? Do they know that what they need to do? And we'll get her to explain that to us in the second half of this visit, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.